This is Katie and Kay, and this is Life, the Universe, and Everything with a Mammoth. We've got Naomi Pulver here hanging out. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Awesome. Ready to hear some awesome music. She's got a very nice little classical guitar going. She's going to sing some songs. She sang at a Dynamite show at The Way Home last night with the band Carp. So some great local music. And yeah, what are you going to play first?
I'm going to play an original.
Dynamite.
It's about my mama, actually. It's called Sweet Mama.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, let's give it a shot. Okay, let's see how it sounds. Okay, have at it.
Cool.
C'est la bise. How can you, honey, be so sweet? Have mercy on me. Sweet mama, why'd you raise your fist at me? Can't help it if I thunder. So he's early. But it gets so high. Human hands are made of dirt, our future plans. Oh, oh, mama, help me. Sweet mama, don't you waste your tears on me. I swear I'll do much better. Oh, just you wait and see. Can't catch your love the same. Time keeps slipping through these hands. Oh, help me understand. Oh, help me understand.
Dynamite. That sounded great.
Thank you.
How long have you been writing music?
I guess, like, I've been writing music since high school, but it was more of just, like, a fun thing to do. Because my family, we just have a bunch of musicians. And I was like, okay, why not? I'll try this out. And then, yeah, started to do more of it later high school. Went to school and was pursuing music, but decided maybe just a minor instead.
Or if it's going to a music school, especially like an actual music school, is so expensive.
Exactly. It'll
just put you in the ground.
Exactly.
So, you know, and plus it sounds so good, you don't even need a minor or anything. You're good to go.
Thank you.
Yeah. It sounds great. Who'd you say are some of your like influences?
My biggest influence?
Yeah.
I would have to say, okay, hands down, John Mayer. But I feel like he's super, I don't know, like you mainly see him for his pop stuff, but he's an insane guitar player.
The guy is crazy. He is an out of this world guitar player, probably one of the best around.
I think so.
I personally don't like that he doesn't do that all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I would prefer if he put his chops out there all the time and then do that kind of stuff, but I totally get where you're coming from as far as, and like my brother who's the lead singer at Carp, huge John Mayer fan.
Yeah.
Loves it to death.
And oh my gosh. Yeah.
So yeah, you can definitely hear that come out in your music. Do you want to play another song?
Yeah, I would love to.
Dynamite. Yeah. What's this one called?
This one's called With You, another original.
Beautiful. Bring it's it more, on. Here.
Takes a little more of a somber note, but
perfect.
Good.
I like that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Naomi Pulver playing us. What was the name of the song again?
With You.
With You. Mm-hmm. Here you go. That was absolutely dynamite. Crazy. Yeah, if John Mayer had any of that stripped down emotive quality that you are able to express so well, I would probably like him a lot better. That's for sure. Yeah, that was great. And on a, yeah, and the classical guitar just sounds great on those songs too with your voice.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Yeah, it definitely helps when like your fingers are sore from playing on a steel string and you just want to
take
a rest for a bit.
Yeah, you don't have any issues with the slightly wider neck on the classical? It doesn't bother you?
I think it definitely, like, you have to stretch your hands more.
Yeah.
And there's more of, like, I mean, it's not that hard to press down, but sometimes it feels like it's harder to press down on just these classical nylon guitars, you know?
I've just found, and I've found, like, when you do, like, obviously, it sounds, like, your chords sound phenomenal, but whenever I play chords on a classical guitar, it sounds, it gets kind of jangly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you strum it hard and it kind of,
right, yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't get any of that. Without a doubt, that was absolutely dynamite. Naomi Pulver. We're going to listen to a little more music, and we'll have her play a little bit more music in a little bit if she's up for it. But it's time to get back to some more live music with our dear friend Naomi, who is going to be playing at Riviera today.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Perfect. Very nice. Yes. And she will be playing all around and needs to be booked and picked up because she sounds great. I'm looking at White House. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at Casey. Looking at everywhere. Maybe the Riverwalk, the new place where rivers used to be in Basalt, would be a great spot.
Okay.
She can play anywhere. She's a one-person package. She's got a guitar. She's got her voice. Easy. Throw her anywhere, and she will obviously knock it down. She sounds great. So what are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play another original.
Perfect.
And this one's a little more upbeat. I wrote this in high school. It's a very just like cheesy song.
I love cheesy young songs.
Yep, exactly. Oh, without like any sort of like love experience, but I just went ahead and wrote it.
Perfect. So, what's it called?
Sweet Nuance.
Sweet Nuance.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
Was it a dream? the touch of your sweater.
Gorgeous. Oh man. Wish I was writing stuff like that in high school. I hadn't even started playing guitar yet. I was still playing Guitar Hero and you were knocking that stuff out. You're crazy.
Hey, that's where I learned. Guitar Hero. That's where it's at.
Exactly. We're the only two people to ever transverse from playing Guitar Hero to playing actual
guitar.
Gets exactly. Gets you the strumming motion down. It keeps you going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's not the worst. But you grew up here, right?
Yep. I'm a local, born and raised in Carbondale.
Carbondale, man, that must have been tough for you.
Oh, it was the worst. Yeah.
Gosh, the people are terrible here.
Terrible views. The worst climate.
Yeah. I was sitting in St. Louis, sweating and hating my life, and you were just relaxing, playing guitar in a hammock, writing beautiful songs, hanging out. Well, beautiful. What else do you got for us?
I got one more song. Do it's more of another somber song, but
perfect. We do all kinds of somber songs here on Life, the Universe, and everything.
Oh, nice. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Perfect.
You get it slow and angsty and sad.
This is real angsty.
Perfect.
Yeah, all my music's very angsty. So
love it.
Yeah,
it's not angsty. It's emotive.
Yeah,
emotive
with a little bit of angst.
Yeah,
just enough.
Angst is emotive with an edge.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. What's the song called?
In Search for a God.
Beautiful. This is Naomi Pulver, amazing Carbondale local, with Search for a God.
Yeah. Beautiful. In Search for a God.
In Search yeah. for a God. Naomi Pulver, here you are.
Said to me, they felt like God, and I swear I found a faith in doubt. So take my body, I don't want it. It's who I am, and this bottle, it tastes the same. Take my body, I don't want it. It's 2 a.m. and I still feel the same. I'm still the same. I promised to cross the bridge, my thighs and me, but I tore it down, starting to create a space between me and my fate. I searched for signs of light, the any all of the lids of my eyes. Search for a sign of you through the pages of my life. Take my body, I don't want it. It's who I am, and this bottle, it tastes the same. It tastes the same. Take my body, I don't want it. It's who but I still feel the same. I'm still the same. I'm search for God. For make me feel better for God. For God, for God, for a God and a faith buried many years ago. So take my body, and I don't want it. It's 2 a.m. and I'm dying.
Awesome. Man, that sounded great. Jeez. When did you write that one?
This was like after high school. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because then you went to college in California?
I did. But before I went to college in California, I took a gap year and just traveled around and did some community service stuff.
Very cool. Yeah, that'll give you time to get that music going. Did you find California was pretty good for the music?
Oh, my gosh. I did. But my freshman year was insane. We got hit by the wildfire that struck there, the Thomas Fire, as well as the Montecito mudslides. And so my school just got evacuated like literally 13 times throughout the year. Jeez. It was insane.
So you had a lot of time to hang out and play your guitar. And
yep.
Do you play anything else besides guitar?
I do play the piano. Yeah. Very I have cool. a couple songs on the piano as well. But
Yeah. We'll have to have you back in, and you can play us some piano songs.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
That would be dynamite. Absolutely anytime. This is Naomi Pulver. She's living in Carbondale, ready to play some music and sounding awesome. So keep an eye out for her, and she'll be back on this show, I'm sure, and you will definitely see her playing around the valley. Riviera tomorrow. What time?
I think 6 or 7.
Dinner at Riviera, and you can go and hear her play more songs, and they have a piano there.
That's true, yeah.
So you can just knock out some awesome piano songs there, too. So that'll be done. Well, thank you so much, Naomi. You are the bomb. I really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, so we're going to keep rolling on with some morning music.